Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Extra, hear all about it. It's the Strikeout Bros. We're back with Skirt Losh.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, the last two series were really weird to me, but we're going to talk about that later. You know?
Yeah, he won them.
Oh, man. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. You know, on tonight's episode, first of all, you know, we're going to be watching. You tell them, Lash, what are we watching tonight while we talk about this?
Well, the only game going on is Baltimore and St. Louis, but all the other games, the Mets, the Braves, and Phillies got rained out. So that game will not be going on. They'll do a doubleheader tomorrow. Mets already played.
Yeah, they were smart about it. You know, Mr. Cohen was like, no, let's play early, right? Because it's going to rain late on tonight. And, you know, it's not about that. No. They had switched it up, you know, because it was a late game. It was supposed to be a late game tonight, you know, 7:10.
Oh, it was.
Right? And yeah, and last night, you know, I was there. Last night they told us that the game today was going to be played at 1.
Why did they switch it?
Because they knew the rain was coming, Lash.
Oh, it was supposed to rain all night. Got it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and you know they're not coming back either. They're not coming back.
What, Chicago?
Yeah, they're not coming back to Citi Field.
Well, the only way if they play the Yankees, and then they could do it that way.
No. But let's just forget about those guys. Let's get you know, we're done with them, and let's keep it pushing. But we're talking about Paul Skeens here. You know what I'm saying? You know who Paul Skeens is? You know, the Superman that the Pittsburgh Pirates had. You know, gotten
the best player
last year.
Along with
yeah,
on your cruise.
Yeah, exactly. Their best pitcher. You know. This is lights out guy, you know what I'm saying? This is the guy that reminds me of Santana and the Grom for the Mets. You know why? Because this guy goes out there, he pitches his ass off, right? And he gets no run support, all right? Listen, this is horrible. This is something that needs to change, all right? And especially in his life, because, you know, it pisses you off, you know? You know, he won the Rookie of the Year last year. Right, he had a pretty good year last year. All right, and now the question is, these guys are down and out. You know, they're 14 and a half games back. So in the NL Central, there's no way in hell they're gonna make the playoffs or get a wild card. Not in the National League. Not the way the West is playing.
No.
So you're not gonna get that. So what do you say? You say, let's get rid of him, right? And let's get some, you know, let's get prospect rich. I like to say that. Prospect rich. Because that's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? If you get rid of this guy, and you know, this guy comes with controllability, you know? I believe it's like...
Yeah, he's on a rookie. He's still on his rookie deal.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, rookie contracts in baseball are 5 years, whereas in football, it's 4 years, but they have an opt-out after the third year, so... or what do you call it? They can, yeah, they have an opt-out after the third year. But I don't know. That's a tough decision because that's potentially the face of your franchise.
Yeah.
But if the only way to get better is to trade for prospects because you're not draft, you're not good at finding good talent via draft, then that's the way to go. But the problem is you got to find, if I'm the Pirates, you got to find the top three teams who have the best farm systems, and you got to go after those teams and try to make a deal.
Yeah. Okay. You want to do it that way? I would say, hey, if you dangle Paul Skeens, you already know that at the trade deadline, they're going to be in an even worse situation and people are going to be calling in and offering them, you know, or asking them, what would it take? You know what I'm saying? You know what we have. What would it take for us to land Skeens? And, you know, because of the controllability and his amazing skill, you know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what we're talking about? I think it'll be the craziest trade in the history of trades in the MLB to acquire this man. You know what I'm saying?
It would be kind of like I was looking at the several years ago when the Nationals, they traded away Juan Soto.
Yes.
And who else was it? Josh Bell, I think. Was it Josh Bell? No.
I can't remember, but I know it was big.
But they traded, I think it was just Juan Soto, and they got James Wood. They got a bunch of people, Abrams.
You see what's happening
now?
They got
Mackenzie Gore, I think, from
if that's true,
San Diego.
Look what's happening now.
They got a bunch of Hall back. You know, there's like one guy in that trade that's not either, that's not in the majors. All the other guys they got from San Diego have made it to the Nationals. But either way, it'd be you need that type of trade. So if you're the Pirates, are you looking for hitters, prospect hitters, or are you looking for more prospect pitchers? Because the Pirates have a good starting staff. They're young core. They just don't have hitting, you know. So you would need at least two or three good guaranteed prospects that, like,
are ready to play now.
Yeah, you need like a that. Jackson you need Holiday that type of person, or
you need something like that. Yeah,
whoever the Dodgers have, or the Yankees with Spencer Jones, the outfielder, you know.
Yeah, you need good pieces for that. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? They don't all have to be like, you know, if you want to like play good baseball, you don't have to get like a whole bunch of prospects. You can get a combination platter. You know what I'm saying? Because we're talking about Paul Skeens now. So if you want to put some decent players, you know, on the field, right? Then guess what happens when you do that, right? That frees up another slot that you can get, another player you can get rid of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you bring a good piece that can actually play tomorrow, then you have like a Starling Marte, right? So we say, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? We're throwing Starling Marte.
Marcelo Zuna.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Something like that where you say, all right, now we can produce a little bit more runs. You know what I'm saying? And it changes the dynamic of Pittsburgh. Oh, okay, I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm pretty sure that Baltimore scored or something.
No, they just got base hit.
Okay.
But anyway, so going back to...
so think about it.
Good quality pieces back in return. You need like tier one prospects, not like
of course.
Or a developed veteran who's like 2 or 3 years into the league. You know what I mean? Like
A Beatty.
L.A. De La Cruz, or no, I don't want Beatty, but yeah, a Beatty's good.
A Beatty's good Beatty, for that situation.
Or an Alvarez type of player, you know?
No, not Alvarez.
Caliber wise,
you know what I'm saying? Like something
they
good,
know,
like
yeah.
Look, I will give up. Let me tell you something, bro. I know that Luis Torrens, you know what I'm saying? He's doing well right now. He's hitting the ball. It's like, yo, you call him up, man. You tell him that it's his turn to hit, and he's going to get the hit, man. Alvarez, yes. After he came back from the injury.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
He hasn't been able to pull that off. You know what I'm saying? There's something wrong with Alvarez. But the thing is that I would get rid of Luis Torrens for Paul Skeens with Beatty. And they would
and
probably
Taylor.
Want... And Taylor. And... You know, what else? I would always and a good prospect.
Tyler,
you know,
McGill.
And Tyler McGill. Holy shit, that's fucking great. I would give that. That's a nice little package.
And you could give him, see, in baseball, I don't know if he can trade draft picks. I don't know, like first round picks, like you do in football. But if you could, you would sure. Give up this year's. That's a base hit. Yes, and the ball got away. And the run just scored. 1-0 Baltimore. Sorry.
I understand.
But anyway, there was a man on first and second. Mullins bunted. He got on, but a throwing error, so the runner from third came in. But anyway, that'd be a good deal. Those are the type of players you need.
Yeah, you need to be able to play today, you know?
They need position players. They don't have a lot.
Yeah, but the GM, what's his name? Ben Sherrington. He said that Paul Skeens ain't up for grabs. You know what I'm saying? We'll see, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't even understand, like, all right, you know, we're baby analysts. That's how I see it, all right? Like, listen. You know, we know more than the next guy, all right? But it takes a lot. You have to study and you have to kind of look at what's going on and understand what's going on. And the reasons why a Jeff McNeil is playing and can't sit on the bench is because of the money. You know? It's because of the money. And we'll talk about that later. But I think that this GM is crazy because I would have been presented this huge, you know, like, this is what we need to do. I understand that he's bringing in the, you know, the fans. But you understand that this guy went out 10 times this year and the team is 3-7, you know?
Yeah, I think he's pitching today against Arizona. I think he had a pretty good game.
Yeah. I mean, but this guy, this guy's crazy, man. This guy's, you know, ERA 2.44, you know what I'm saying? And the crazy shit is that this guy pitched against the Phillies, right? Struck out 9, went 8 innings, and still lost 1-0. How is that possible?
No offense.
How is this happening? Exactly. So
it's like Baltimore.
All right. You know, and it's funny because, you know, it's not like basketball when, you know, you cry and you pout and you say, I want off this team. And then, you know, 2 minutes later, you're playing for somebody else. So, you tell me. I don't know. It's kind of crazy out there. But you're way too excited. You're way too excited.
Well, I don't know. I think he got caught stealing. Mullins stole second.
And now.
I think he got caught stealing. Yeah, he got. I hate when they do that. So, the catcher threw the ball, right? The second baseman caught it. It's hard to tell. See, I thought he got his back before his hand touched, but it's hard to tell if his hand touched the back, if his hand touched the base, or did Donovan's glove touch his back. But anyway, sorry, keep getting distracted.
No, don't get distracted. I'm saying we're watching baseball. I know you're excited. You know, you want your team to win. Your team has been doing some funny things lately. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk about that too. Like, you know, you've had a weird, you know, the last two series were weird as well. It's like, we don't know what's going on, you know? We know that you either, you know, figure it out.
He's safe. Okay, cool.
You got to figure it out really fast.
Yeah, figure it out. Or
you got to figure it out.
Well, I was going to say, if I'm the Pirates GM, I don't blame him for saying what he said because that is their future. He could be the face of the franchise. He just got there. They literally stumbled into him because they've been so bad for decades. They don't know if they're going to get another star player like that, just in general, not just pitcher alone, but a superstar pitcher. He's their Ohtani for that team, you know?
Yeah,
he can't play offense. But
look at Ohtani and with the Angels. How many championships did they win? None.
They never made the playoffs. They always finished 500.
All right, then. There you go. Perfect example. All right. So now, same thing's going to happen.
Yeah, I know, but my thing is for that to go down, you better be getting an amazing haul of like you gotta get blown. He's looking for a deal that's gonna blow his socks off, and it would blow everybody's socks off, and everybody look at it and be like, yeah, that's a really good deal for Pittsburgh.
Come on, you're gonna have to overpay. We already know that. You know, it's just like the 765, right? Same thing. You know, we don't have, that's the new number now, you know, 765, right? That's Now if somebody wants to break that record, you know? But this is the thing now. So you got the trade deadline coming, right? It's right around the corner, believe it or not. All right?
Yeah.
We're in that situation right now. Exactly. In 2 months. You know how fast that goes? You know? So look how fast May went. Yeah. Now, you have to understand that, you know, if you want to fix your problem, this is the perfect opportunity for the Orioles to fix your problem. Now, how are you going to do it?
Well, right? Oh, you mean like, would they trade for Paul Skeens?
I mean, would they trade for Paul Skeens? That would be really difficult because what would you give up for that? You know, like, you have to give them a couple of pieces for that.
You give up all the top prospects that are still in the farm system. And then Mullins, you would give up.
Yeah,
you would. You would have to give up
Zach Eflin just to fuck around for the rental.
Well, you know, because he's yeah.
It's just like, here, take him so you can have another pitcher in your rotation that's ready to go, and yeah, do this way you won't miss Skeens. You know what I'm saying? And it's a rental, so you have more than enough time to figure out what you're gonna do next year. But for this year, you have him. Just take them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I would do. All right, so now, there's a couple of teams out there that, you know, including yours, the Baltimore Orioles, I have to say, Colorado, right? Pittsburgh, we just spoke about that. And then we have Oakland / Las Vegas, right? And Miami. So, these are the teams that people are talking about.
For sure sellers.
Are for sure sellers, right? People are saying, okay. So, you know, we saw it happen last year where Luis Arraez, you know, he went to the San Diego Padres. I don't even know how crazy Miami was for doing that. All right. He's the hit king right now. And you give away a serious piece like that, you know? And you still suck. You should have kept him. I would have kept him. That's the guy that I would love to have my team.
Minnesota originally.
That's crazy, bro.
In a trade.
That's crazy.
Yeah, all right.
All right, so they got rid of him early prior to the deadline coming, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like a type of situation where you can move around and you can talk, call people, you know what I'm saying? This is the type of situation that I'm talking about. The same situation that San Diego and the Marlins got into and when they got rid of Luis Arraez, you know? So now The Marlins have Sandy Alcantara, right? All right, so you obviously could use that because he's coming back from Tommy John. He's not really doing so well this year, right? He's 2-6 as of late. 7.99 on ERA. The whip is, 1.61. I'm telling you, I don't know. I feel like, you know, this is a guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, they could probably use a change of scenery. And have something to fight for, you know? Because if you put them in that situation, you need pitching. You know, the team has to turn it over somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, as a team I've been thinking about that could do the trade and would do the trade would be the Yankees because they have decent prospects. You could give up Volpe and Clark. Not Volpe. You could give up Volpe. You could give up Spencer Jones. Maybe some other guy for a Paul Skeens. That, you know, so those Pittsburgh would get position players back in return that they need, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a team that could do it and would do it because they know they can sign him at the end of his 5-year deal.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. All right. And then, like, the Nationals, they have another guy that looks like it's going to be on the move, right? His name is Kyle Finnegan, right? So Kyle Finnegan is a closer, right? Pitcher. You need that too. Yeah, you need that too, right? And he's earning $5.2 million this year. So that's easy. And then he has to free agency. So you bring him over. He helps you in the back end. And, you know, you see what you can do with that. Now you have Sandy and you have Kyle Finnegan, right? So if that's what's going on, that's making the Orioles a little better at this moment, right? And then, of course, you guys have Zach Eflin, right? $18 million, yeah. Final year, you know, it was a $40 million deal. So, you know,
the only way you let go of Eflin, if you know for sure you're going to sign a free agent starter that's better than him. That's the only way you let him go.
All right. So but he's leaving. But he's leaving. No, but this is the thing, though. He's leaving. So if you can get something out of him now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You could trade him. Yeah, I see what you mean. Trade him.
Yeah, of course. For a team that is, you know, postseason bound and could use a little help. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not trash. It's just it's not working out in Baltimore. You understand? So
he's
I feel
like, he was hurt.
Yeah, he was hurt. And exactly.
He's slowly coming back. And so, when he starts, that they don't score enough runs, so he doesn't have run support.
You know, I mean, but seriously, though, from 23 to 24, right? 3.54 on the ERA, right? 343 mm-hmm. innings, 59 starts. All right. Like any rotation that needs help would definitely jump on that. You know what I'm saying? For a postseason run, you know what I'm saying? We don't have to sign him. We just need him for right now. You know, those teams that are in the right now could use us that. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, unless you're going to get all those pitches that I just mentioned prior to, you know, getting rid of Zach, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that, you know? I don't see it happening, but you guys need help, you know? And the trade that, you know, we always talk about, that's never going to happen. Cedric Mullins to the Mets for Tyler McGill. He could definitely help you. Look at that right there. I just mentioned three pitchers that could help you out. You know what I'm saying? And they're available, you know, according to rumors out there, you know? So that's just a way to figure it out. Then the hitting, I don't know, man. You fire the hitting coach and just get a new one, man, and figure it out from there.
For who, Baltimore?
Yeah, bro.
No, Baltimore's going to have to get a whole new staff. They're going to have to get a whole new coaching staff.
Yes.
At the end of the season, then. That guy's going to be the coach. Mancelin, or was it Mancelini, or a guy's name. But he's going to be the permanent coach until the season's end. And then,
yeah,
interim,
yeah.
They're going to have to get, there's some rumors. David Ross, the former Cubs manager, Carlos Beltran. John Madden. Madden and Beltran would be my top choices.
Oh, yeah. I feel you on that. Madden for me, just because he's proven, you know?
But if he's proven, but the problem with Madden is, I don't know if he's more old school, like a Showalter, or is he more like in line with analytics? And if you want someone that's in line with analytics and someone that you can just boss around, that would be Delgado then. Not Delgado, Beltran, excuse me, who they had to get. So this year, Baltimore's not going to make the playoffs, but if they can finish, you know, 500 better than for a team that fired their coach, that'd be pretty impressive.
Yeah,
after a rough start. Nah. I think they'll get a little better. Offensively, they're producing. They're slowly getting warm. Remember, they still lost a lot of good players, you know, early. Kowser, they're one producers in Westberg, so that does hurt. But the problem is the offense isn't scoring runs. So it puts more pressure on the pitching. So, yeah, right now are the Orioles sellers? Yes. If they get to the trade deadline and they're like a couple games over 500, I would sell. They did that a couple years ago, 23, I think it was. There were like a lot of games over 500, but they realized, you know what? Nope, we'll just be sellers. They traded away their players, and they got better. They got better stuff out of them in return. And, you know, it worked. You know, they went further the next year. So you got to give to get sometimes, you know?
Yeah, of course. All the time. What do you mean? So now let's talk about this funny shit that happened, because this story right here is mind-boggling to me, because if they think they're actually going to make this shit happen, it's not going to happen. All right? Nobody in their right mind would pull this off or even take this. So the Atlanta Braves, right? So off-season comes, you know, and they do nothing, right? They one move, right? Profar from San Diego. Now he's a Brave, right? They get this guy. And
I know.
And what does this guy do? What does this guy do? All right, there you go, right? He gets an 80-game suspension, right? Not only that, guess what? Even if the Braves make the postseason, guess who's not available? Exactly. Exactly. So now, exactly. Good. Exactly. So now, you ruined their career, bro. Now, this is the funny shit about this. The Atlanta Braves think that they're going to be able to get rid of this guy.
Well, it depends how many years they signed him for. I think it was a 2-year, 3-year deal.
So he played 4 games, bro. And this shit happened.
I can figure out how long his contract is. If it's contract, a 2-year deal, they're gonna have to keep him.
They're gonna have to keep him, period. Nobody wants this. Nobody who wants to deal with that. Nobody wants that, you know?
But just remember, when he comes back, he lost his spot because Acuña is back right now.
Yeah,
he's going to go to the minors or he'll become a free agent.
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
DFA'd and he'll be a free
agent. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're thinking, Atlanta's thinking, this is the rumor that San Diego might want him back. San Diego's trying to get to the World Series right now.
Well, where would you put him? You have I don't know where you put him because you have Tatis in left field, center field. I don't even know who the outfield is. Cronenworth? Something, I don't know who it is.
Something like that. I'm not sure. But, listen, nobody wants that. But these guys are playoff bound. I know that for a fact, man. I like that team. But
they're struggling lately. Well, they took 2 out of 3 from Atlanta. But
listen, you look at the numbers, the numbers are really tight, bro. The numbers are really tight. You know, So that's the one division in the whole league that has a really tight race going, okay? I don't know when the wheels are going to fall off of some of these teams, but listen, they have a really tight race going. I'm going to give you those numbers in a second. Just give the old man a sec. Give the old man a sec. And here it is. So we got the Dodgers, 34-22. First place, San Diego, 31-23. Second place, 2 games back. San Francisco Giants, 31-25. 3 games back. The other day I was looking, it was 2 for both teams. You know, Dodgers in first, obviously. But you know what I'm saying. There's no other division like that right now. Everything else is like, look, the Phillies, the Mets, and then the third, the Braves are 9.5. See, so it doesn't work out, right? Then you got Seattle, first place, Houston, 1 game behind, and the next team is the Rangers, 4.5. We're going to be talking about the Rangers in a few as well. And then, of course, the mighty Detroit Tigers, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on over there, but you know, they're the best in the league. That's number one. Number two is that second place, the Guardians, tied with the Minnesota Twins, 6 games back each. The Tigers are going to run with that division. And it's crazy because, in that division, everybody's kind of close. But the way the Tigers are playing, it's just insane to me. I don't even understand it. You know, Javi Baez is Superman all of a sudden. Things are just going super well for these guys. You know, they got Schoolball, too. Schoolball is, I like Schoolball, But this is a team to beat. Their home record is insane, We have the best home record, but Detroit has the second best home record at 21-8. We are 21-7. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it just shows you how I guess AJ Hinch is a good manager, because everyone wonders, how good was he when he was in Houston, they had all those cheating scandals going on. Was he good because they cheated, or was he good because he's a good manager? So far, it looks like he's good because he's a good manager. And they're getting production from the guys who they didn't get production from last year, like Javier Baez.
Yeah.
He's been lights out for them this year. So
how crazy is that? How crazy is that? It's happening,
Schoolball,
though.
Who else? So Detroit's going to be a tough team. If they make the playoffs.
Listen, man, I hope they're tough enough to take the Yankees out in one shot. That's all I want. I want something sweet like that. Something.
Yankees are hot right now.
I know, but, this team looks like, they could pull that kind of stuff off. And we got to look at the records for that. I don't even know if they played each other yet. I'm not sure, but we'll take a look at that.
I don't know.
If the Yankees played
New York.
Played Detroit.
Detroit. Let me see.
I'm going to tell you right now, bro.
I think they did, and they... It was in
Let me
Detroit.
See. Nah, let me see. But yeah, they did play. Here we go, right here. So Detroit won the first game, right? And Detroit won the second game. So they won the series. Detroit won the series, and the Yankees won by 1 in the last game of the series. And this happened in Detroit.
Yeah, I remember. Right. That's right. That
happened
more
in Detroit.
The game of the year.
Yeah. When I was too busy watching the Mets destroy everything in sight. but that's not happening right now. But, you know, whatever. We're, you know, the ebbs and flows. The ebbs and flows, my brother. This is what I keep hearing. They keep telling me I need to relax. And it's not even warm yet. It's freezing out there, bro. I was at the last, the first two games of the series.
I know, I saw.
Freezing. Freezing. All right? Not fun times. I can't enjoy baseball like that. It's crazy to me. But yeah, they only played one series against each other. I'm not sure if, let me see something. I'm looking to see when they play again. Maybe in September, which is going to be fun to, oh, it's perfect. They're going to play in September. They're going to, on 9/11, they're going to be playing at Yankee Stadium. It's going to be awesome from the 10th to the 12th, to the
Ooh, 11th. Tigers and Yankees?
Yeah, towards the end of the season when it really counts. If Detroit is still up there, I'm pretty sure they will be the way they're playing, you know? So yeah. Your man, Orlando Arcia, they DFA'd his ass. I mean, he's 30 years old. For Nick Allen, right? Now, you know, the funny thing is that I just read today that the Mets offered, and so did the Yankees, but they offered minor league contracts, you know what I'm saying, with a chance to play, obviously, you know. But he picked up on Colorado because he knew he would get playing time. He's playing every day over there, you know. They suck, bro, but at least they have somewhat of a star, you know.
Yeah.
You going to miss him?
Who? Oh, Arcia? He was good. But Allen's been doing well, Nick Allen. So he's a little bit younger and he has controllability. So I can see why Atlanta made the move to let him go. He didn't have a spot on the roster. So what are you going to do? Just let him sit around in AAA? Let him just go somewhere, and if he does great, you know, Colorado, a good thing about going to Colorado, you know he's going to start. You know, they have nobody.
Exactly.
So he's not, if he doesn't care about not making the playoffs, he cares about starting.
Yeah, about playing.
Next
yeah.
year, he can go somewhere else if he's a free agent. I don't know if he's a free agent. But yeah, Orlando was good while he was there. He did a good job replacing Swanson. He came in there when Swanson left for free agency.
Yeah, no, but this guy's under control till 2031, my friend. Okay, so he signed a 7-year, 63.5 in 2024. All right, so under control till 2031, bro. So there you go. But yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen there, but that's funny because now, what do you do? You know. That's fucked up. I don't, you know, that's how it is, though. That's baseball. That's baseball for you.
Well, what do you do for Atlanta? Nothing. You didn't really lose much. You didn't pay a lot of money for him. You got a future player that's looking good so far. So, you know, it's essentially he was like a rental, you know?
Yeah. So the Braves are looking at Tovar from the Rockies.
The Rockies. I like Tovar.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's 23 years old, so, you know, they're looking at this. So, you know, he was like, take this, and we're looking at that. They're trying to get that guy to come over. But then the funny thing is that he's going to end up snatching your man Allen's position. But they're just trying to get better. They're trying to go on a postseason run. The way Acuna came back, you know, he's on fire.
Yeah, like, if you, if Tovar is better than Allen, then sure. And then if it's like if Tovar is under controllability, then you know, you could trade Allen for pitching because they're going to need pitching. You know, that's the nice thing about having Allen, because now you can, he now becomes a potential trade bait, you know?
Yeah, I got you. No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake, but Tovar is under control. That contract I just mentioned is Tovar's contract. Okay, he's under control until 2031.
But that's fine.
That makes sense. That makes more sense.
If Tovar is under control, then you can trade Allen for assets, you know, pitching.
Yeah, exactly. Pitching. It's kind of like what we just finished talking about with the Pirates. The same exact thing.
You have trade him to Pittsburgh.
Exactly. But that's the thing. You have to make moves, you know. If you don't make the moves now, you're not going to get anywhere like that, you know.
No. But you got to be aggressive sometimes.
Yeah. And listen, Atlanta's, you know, they're moving up, you know. They're trying to get back into the race. I don't think it's too late for Atlanta, but it's not too late for Baltimore either. You know, now when we get
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Yeah, I mean, when we get to like June, you know, and we finish
June and there's still 12 out.
Yeah.
The 500, then it's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
Because at best, at worst, they don't make the playoffs. At best, they'll make the wild card. That's the best shot for the Orioles.
Yeah. So, yeah, Acuña came back. He already hit 2 home runs. And the team is going in the right direction. I can see it I can see it in the standings, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I see what's going on here. You guys are trying it. But they will. They play well. You know what I'm saying? As long as they have, you know, a full squad, they're going to definitely go places. You know what I'm saying? Spencer Strider came back too. Yes, right?
Yeah, he's back. Strider's back. Their catcher Baldwin's been playing pretty well. Murphy's back too, but the Braves have lately been playing Baldwin. He's been great. He has one of the highest slugging percentages for a catcher, so he's been doing good. So they might have just stumbled into a future catcher because Murphy's been hurt a lot. So maybe Murphy's a piece they trade away. You know, last year they had a guy named Chadwick Trump. They let him go because of Baldwin, and now Chadwick Trump is in Baltimore as a backup. Because Sanchez is hurt, and Trump was pretty good while he was in Atlanta, and obviously Travis d'Arnaud is in Los Angeles now.
Yeah,
and I don't know how he's doing over there, but they'll probably keep, you know, who knows? I don't know if they'll trade Murphy or not, but the Braves. The problem with the Braves is, you know, they need the other guys to get on board with the hitting. You know, Acuña's just got here. Albies is kind of okay. It hasn't been great. Olsen and Riley, they need to step it up, in my opinion. But those guys, those three main guys, and Kelnick, you know, Kelnick, they sent him back to minors because he was struggling.
You know, yeah, they'll figure it out.
Last year, but they sent him back. But so who knows? But they definitely need pitching. Schwalen, what's his name? Smith Shawver has been their best pitcher so far. And Chris Sale, who's supposed to pitch today. Those two have been their best pitchers for the Braves this year so far. but I don't think it's enough to get you deep into the playoffs. So I don't know. I don't think Atlanta has the pieces to trade for Skeens, but they definitely have the pieces to trade for a Zach Eflin type of guy.
Yeah, you know, of course. Why not? That's not
a second tier.
It's pitcher. A rental, but it's a rental though. You have to be careful. It's a rental. You don't want to, yes, you know, throw, you know, a house at these.
No. Because it's a rental, bro. You're stuck with something that you can lose value over time.
Yeah, it's, you know, crazy. Like, it's like, yeah, a exactly. Car, you know? Of course. But now check this out. You see, you know how Rafael Devers has been. You know, he's been all over the news for a while now because he just keeps saying no, complaining about what they want him to do. You know, he's getting his check, right? But he's complaining about, you know, I don't want to do this. I can't play third. You know what I'm saying? I can't play first. You want me to DH now? So I'm going to stay at DH now. I'm not playing first, bro. Like, he's giving them problems, you know, and to the point where, you know, Boston went, oh, you know, they lost their first baseman, you know, for the season. So patella tendon injury. You know, Tristan Casas. So they told Devers, you know, we're going to play first now. He was like, nah, man, I'm not playing first. I'm a DH, bro. You know, I used to be the third baseman. He told me I couldn't play anymore because Alex Bregman, you know, arrived. And
they signed him, yeah.
They, you know, and they were like, nah, you know. So whatever, he's still hitting like a machine, you know. So
yeah,
they're not going to say, you know, they're just going to let him talk. They're going to, he's hitting. That doesn't matter. He's doing his job, you know. I told him he's a DH. He's a DH now, so whatever. He's like, nah. So they went out and they got some help, you know. They traded with the Angels. And they went out and got some help. And this dude's name is, Noda. Ryan Noda. He's left-handed, oh, yes. First baseman. Yeah.
Yes, I've heard of him. Yeah.
That's what's going on over there.
But they didn't trade. Devers is still there. He's
of course. He's just the DH. He said, I'm not using a glove this year. That's what it is. Like it or not. He's still hitting like a maniac. I wouldn't even.
But, but the thing with Boston, see, Boston is interesting, man, because the second most disappointing team in the American League East is the behind the Orioles is the Red Sox. Because you signed a lot of money, you gave all this money, and you got all these pitchers. You got Crochet, you got what's the other guy? Not Eovaldi. I forgot whoever they got, but they got two pitchers and Bregman, and they're just not producing. Duran is still there, Devers, and they're
Duran is of course Duran is a hostage for the rest of his career because you know. He's not getting paid at all over there. He's getting paid $2 an hour over there. But Boston's not. Boston is, you know, 27 games won, 31 losses. That's not that bad. They're 9 games back, right? Which is crazy weird, right? It's so weird.
Well, that's
weird.
Big.
But I know, but listen.
The Yankees keep winning.
I know, but you got to give that team a chance, all right? Give that team. I'm gonna stay on top of that team for you because I know you're not gonna like you know your division, but I think that team is gonna change things around. You know, turn things around. Watch.
Yeah, it's still early, so that's why
it's early. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you still have a shot if you correct the problems that you have right now. All right, because you don't have Tariq Skubal on your team. You know what I'm saying? And you know this guy. Let me explain something to you, man. This guy's doing crazy shit right now. I don't even understand how he's doing it, right? He had a Cy Young season last year, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, ERA 2.39, 228 strikeouts, 35 walks, over 192 innings. To win that, all right? That's well-deserved, all right? He's crazy, you know? So, you know, he just pitched against the Guardians on Sunday, bro. And he struck out 13, walked none, and his first career complete game shutout, bro. That's amazing, bro.
That is good.
He's still producing, bro. He keeps getting better and better, yo. I don't know. He has 92 strikeouts already and 7 walks and almost 70 innings this year, bro. This year alone. That's 2 months into the season. So can you imagine, like what kind of numbers are we talking about? So there's 6 months in the season. What, 300 strikeouts? That's like what he's going for right now at the moment. I don't know.
Yeah, he's on pace.
Yeah, he's on pace for that. So, you know, just like, you know, our boy, Ohtani. You know, he has 20 home runs already, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on out there?
Well, they lost today to Cleveland. 7-5.
Yo, did you see the video with the Javi Baez crash out at home plate? No. Him bugging out and getting tossed from the game because he didn't agree with the ump and the strike. I saw the video.
No, I
guess it wasn't a strike, bro. It wasn't a strike, but you know, it got into some real heated shit, and he ended up getting tossed. It looked like he wanted to kill this guy. This is what I'm talking about. You're doing well. Just play baseball. All right, listen. He didn't get it this time. He'll get it next time, all right? All right? Relax, bro. You can't be so crazy.
Yeah.
But whatever. He's doing his thing right now. You can't say that he's not earning his money. You can't say it. So,
no, he's definitely getting his because last year he looked so bad. I was like, ooh, that was a bad deal for that was a bad signing for Detroit. But he's producing this. He had one game where he had like two home runs and 6 RBIs. He was one of our featured players of the week.
That's great, yeah.
And he's having a good year, so surprisingly. But they need him to produce if they're gonna have any chances.
Yeah, so. Now we got, you know, Soto's always out there too. He's another motherfucker that's always out there. in the news. People are trying to analyze this shit, trying to figure out what's wrong with Mr. Soto. There's nothing wrong with Mr. Soto. Mr. Soto can fix all his problems from here on out and not have that, you know, and should be smiling everywhere he goes, you know, even if he's striking out. Come on, let's be serious now. But
yeah,
when the Yankees traded for him, what happened was that Michael King came down, you know, with Soto to the Yankees. Right now, I'm sorry, Trent Grisham came down.
Yeah.
Right? So now.
Yeah, he came with them in the trade.
Exactly. So he came in with the trade, right? Soto leaves, and now Trent Grisham is the man that has to figure out what Soto was doing over there. You know? It's going to be crazy, right? So now, we're looking at the numbers because we have to. Because Trent Grisham was going to get paid $765 million, right? So we're going to look at these numbers, right? Trent Grisham batting 255 this year, 12 home runs, 24 RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mr. Soto batting 233 with 8 home runs, 25 RBIs. All right? So I think the Yankees are laughing right now. I think the Yankees are laughing right now.
Yeah. So far, it looked like a good deal. It's like, all right.
A good deal. Well, let him go, not paying all that money for him. I mean, he didn't want to play. He didn't want to play.
Well, no, not. But who knows, man? It's hard to tell. You don't know if he was going to be like that, and if he had gotten the money with the Yankees, I think he would have been the same way he is now, just like a little less effort than he did before. So I do think he would have been the same way, you know. But it just looks worse for the Mets because they gave him all the money. For the Yankees, that gave him all that money, it would look worse for the Yankees. So that's why he's getting so much slack.
Yeah.
But so yeah, now, that trade's looking good.
Yeah. It's looking good. It worked out. Exactly. That's my whole point. He's really producing, man. He's definitely a cog in the machine over there. He's doing well. Oh, man. And I forgot. Congratulations to Mr. Morton, finally.
I know. Right?
Oh, my God. What a bad move on your part, yo. That guy is so done. He's so done. So we're coming to the part of the show where, you know, Elisha gets to, you know, tell me how he feels after these last two series. So Charlie Morton won a game. You know, $15 million for the year of 2025. So, you tell me, how did your week go?
This week was, let's see, I'm looking back.
Yeah, a lot happened. A lot of rain.
Yeah, so last week they played Milwaukee and Boston. They lost 2 out of 3 to Milwaukee. But in that last game against Milwaukee, they had an offensive surge, so that was good to see. And then the Boston series was the best one. It was a 4-game series. And I want to say I think they split the series.
They definitely split the series.
I know they split the series because there was a doubleheader on Saturday. And then they won the game on Sunday. So they looked a little better. The pitching is slowly getting better. The bullpen is slowly better. But the problem with the bullpen is it seems like there's always one pitcher in the bullpen that has an implosion, and then that costs the game, you know? So that's the reason why they have one of those bullpens. It's the combination. It's not like the whole bullpen is bad. It's just, you know, for that one pitcher has a bad game, inflates the ERA for the bullpen and messes it up. So it looks like the whole bullpen is a trash mess. But that's not really the case, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, man. All I know is that the Red Sox smoked you guys. In the first game, 19-5. Right?
Yes.
They smoked you guys. And then in the second game, they you know, you fought a little. 6-5 You know, and I was in extra innings, you know. So there was a little fight there. There was a little fight. And then you guys won 2-1
In the second game.
Yeah. No, that was the third game already. In the third game, you won. That was your first win. You won 2-1 And then the Orioles came and won the last one as well. So you had that little momentum, you know what I'm saying? Because then you went into St. Louis. And you won that one as well. And that's when you guys went, what, 3 in a row?
Yeah. And then they beat St. Louis, and they lost yesterday. They blew a 4-3 lead.
Yeah, I was watching that.
And now it's 3-2 now, so they just gave up 2 runs. So Povich is struggling. It's frustrating. But who knows that they if they can hold on to this lead. There's 2 outs, but yeah, like I said, the offense is slowly getting warm, so that's a good sign. You know, Mullins is still the hottest player.
Wexman
has been terrible. Gunnar Henderson is inconsistent. Man. Holiday is okay. He's not lights out. So I have to say, overall, the team is underperforming like no other. Expected to do well,
man.
And they should. You know, Holiday would be way better than he is. Yeah, he's finding himself. You know, it's, you know, who knows.
Takes a while. Takes a while. Especially when you're not playing.
Takes a while.
You know, got to play every day to get it together. Yeah, you'll figure it out. So you guys, you know, you guys are trying to figure it out. You know, it's not that bad. That three, you know, three game winning streak, you know, it says something. It says that you guys can do that kind of stuff. And
that maybe, was the first 3-game winning streak.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know what's funny? The funny shit is the opposite for what? For us. Because we ended up
losing streak.
Exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
See, we were the last team in baseball to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. That,
yeah, pretty crazy. I don't know, man. We lost the, you know, we're losing the division right now. We're 2 games back. It's crazy. And we've been struggling. And you know, the standings show it, right? But, yeah. You know, when, you know, we came back limping, we lost to the Yankees and Boston, bro. That wasn't a good look, man. You know? So, like, we came back home. The Dodgers are here. We're like, shit, now we're really going to get fucked over, you know? But somehow, you know, I don't know. I don't know. They won the first game, and then somehow, some way, you know.
Extra innings. That was a good game.
Yeah, exactly. That's the game that I turned off because, you know, when the game ended at 1 o'clock in the morning, bro.
Yeah, right? I watched it. It was pretty exciting.
Crazy. I don't even know what happened. You know, like, I read it. But, you know, whatever. I was like, the Dodgers are going to win the series. Nah, we won the next two. And it's crazy because we outscored them two in the whole series. We scored 13, they scored 10. I still can't believe it, right? And then I'm like, all right, now we got past that. We can forget about Boston. We can forget about the Yankees for now. And then, you know, we're going to play the White Sox. Come on, who doesn't want to play the White Sox, you know?
Everybody.
Exactly. Now, this is not
easy wins.
Exactly. That's the problem. The problem with the White Sox is that for some reason, I don't know why, all these contenders, they like to play down to these teams. I don't know if that's like a secret hidden rule or something in the MLB where they're like, all right, these guys suck, but you guys can't play them as hard as you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Got a bases loaded jam.
Oh, man, please. I wish you luck. I mean, you need that game. You need that. But seriously, though, what do you think? You think contenders are playing down to the opposition, like when they have to make it?
No, I just don't think they take them as seriously as they should. You know, they look like, hey, we can relax a little. They ain't going to do much. And then you relax too much, and they put 9 runs on you. Like, what the heck? You know, they don't score 9 runs often. I bet the Mets, you know, because I was like, oh, Canning has been their best pitcher. He'll have a great game.
Exactly.
And he had a terrible game. And the offense was nowhere to be found. And they just happened to lose. But And then the thing that surprised me about today's game is just like they were just giving up home runs. That was, you know, he had like they said Vargas, the guy on the White Sox.
Yeah, first baseman. Yeah.
He's nasty. He has like a streak of like something consecutive games with doubles. It's like, holy smokes, man.
It's pretty crazy. Just
a home run. And I was like, what?
Home run.
No one knows about. Yeah. So
Cuban guy, yo. His dad used to play in the Cuban league or some shit like that. This is what I remember. I saw an interview with him a couple of weeks ago or some shit.
And I think
he's
their catcher.
But this guy's good. He's really good. But today, I'm like, wow, we're going to sweep these guys. You know what's crazy? The first game was insane to me because we couldn't score.
First game, you barely won.
These guys scored. Yeah, they scored. And, yo, we couldn't do anything right. And then in the late innings, like at the eighth inning, in the ninth, we did what we had to do. I couldn't even believe it. I was pissed off the whole game. It made me upset. The second game, same thing. They scored. And the second game, it was crazy, too, because they scored in the first inning, 2 runs. And then Alonso comes back, boom, in the bottom of the first, tied it up. And then from there, we kept going. Yo, in the first inning, the Mets, everybody went around. The whole lineup went around. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. I was like, all right, now we're acting like a team that, you know, that's supposed to be destroying this one right here. You know, but no, but the funny shit was that they came back. They scored 2 runs. It was 5-4 at one point. I'm like, oh, we're going to lose this game now. Nah, we won because we got an insurance run, but... Nah, look what happened today. 9-4. I can't even believe it, bro. I can't believe it. McGill, you know, he was shitty. I don't know. I didn't like the way he was pitching. Canning was trash. I don't know what's going on right now. So weird. Whatever. But
yeah, McNeil didn't produce. Soto, he was 0-for-4 or something like that. Lindor had a big situation. He just struck out, swinging at balls. Pitches are outside, and that drives me crazy. About Lindor, I feel like he has the ability to be more patient, but sometimes he's too aggressive. I've noticed watching his at-bats, and that's really frustrating because if he were to wait and let them, he would get a lot more walks if he's a little more patient, just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy. And then, like, the lineup is insane to me. It doesn't make any sense. So, like, you got Beatty jumping all over the place. You got him playing second. You got him playing third. And I don't even like that. I mean, like, you're taking time away from Acuna. Vientos is not playing. All right, he was hurt the other day, whatever. But you got to keep Vientos on third.
He played today.
Yeah, but you got to keep him on third. You know, yeah, he DHs now, you know, because and Beatty's playing third because he's having a little, you know, streak here. Nah, I don't care for that. You have to play, listen, you have to put your best foot forward, and the best foot forward is Acuna on second every day. He gives you the, you know, that's how you do it. Look at you sweating over there.
Base hit, Mullins. Whatever. The only guy that's producing.
Yeah, well, you just said that. Hopefully he can produce a couple of players for you at the trade deadline, too.
Producing,
you
know, Mullins right now.
I don't know about all that, but we'll see what happens to this silly team of yours right now. Everybody, I bumped into a guy yesterday at the stadium. He's like, yeah, because I was watching your silly game on my phone. And he looked over. He was like, yeah, that's my second favorite team. I was like, yeah, what happened to that team? He's like, I don't know what happened to that team. It was crazy. He couldn't explain it to me.
Yes, base hit, man. I'm first and second.
No, please.
He's going to go to second. Oh, nope, stay. Okay, good. Man, I'm first and third. I thought the, man, that was a horrible ball. Who was that, Ryan O'Hearn? No, the catcher, Hadley, I think. Hanley was the, I don't even know this guy. He's a catcher. He got a base hit. So he's on first. But the problem with Baltimore, they don't score. All right, so going back to Baltimore, it's gone wrong. The management, the general manager is what I call.
He's not on the field playing.
Reader.
He's not on the.
He's afraid of letting go of his star prospects and upgrading where they need to upgrade. And so now it came back to bite him in the butt. And that's what's happening.
Nah, that's not what's happening. He's not on the field playing. He's not pitching. He's not batting. These guys are professional baseball players. You're telling me they forgot how to hit the ball? Like, what the hell? This team was productive last year. They were hitting the ball perfectly fine. So now just because you don't have any pitching, that means you can't hit either? Like, this is a serious problem going on.
They're just off to a slow start.
Slow start?
Maybe that's a good start. Maybe that's a good sign to come. Maybe they'll get hotter.
I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of crazy, man.
But it's definitely been a disappointment. But I do blame the – I don't blame the GM for hitting because that's on the players. But I do blame the GM for not the pitching because all the guys that are pitching this year were not on the team last year. Base hit, were not – and the scores, they were not on the team last year. So except for Dean Kramer, everyone else is either gone to free agency or hurt. Aflon is back now, but – you know, everybody else is like replacement. Sagano, Morton, you know, all these guys. they had a guy, Keegan Aiken, who usually is in the bullpen start a game the other day. So they don't have a starting rotation. So, and then the bullpen is getting worn out. Batista is terrible.
Yo, I don't know.
He's only had one save in all the game. You know, it's just like, St. Louis is about to pull. Oh, no, he's not. Okay. I thought St. Louis is going to. It's weird, man. I'm surprised how well Baltimore's doing against this pitcher, Mikolas from St. Louis, because he has one of the best ERAs. He's the best pitcher.
I know. Yeah, I know this guy. Very well.
That's good.
I saw this guy a couple of times already this year. So yeah, we're done with St. Louis.
And St. Louis.
Yeah. I know this guy very well. Yo, did you read about or see the video? Because I don't know. I didn't catch the video, but I read about it today. So it's some funny-ass shit. I don't know. It's not funny, but it's funny, yo. So this guy, Marlins infielder, Ronnie Simon, he made three errors, yo. And boom, he started crying, bro. He was crying on the field, bro.
Oh, I saw it today.
You saw that shit?
Kidding me, bro.
No.
Bro, you're on a shitty team. What are you crying
about? Yo, you know what
I'm saying? Don't get it. I like that. It. I like my players errors. That have passion. Don't get me wrong.
I know, but that's a little good, bit, right? You know what I'm saying? Ridiculous, right?
Cry if you lose the World Series. Like
exactly. Yankees,
or like the Mets when they got, you know, they lost in the NLCS. Or not, what do you call it? You know what I mean? But don't cry. Ooh. Nope. It's an out. But to be crying over some bullshit game in May and your team is losing. Actually, they won, but still, I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Listen.
It's a little... Yo, weird, in my opinion.
Pitcher of the week is man.
Before you go, let's talk about DeGrom.
Oh, you want to talk about DeGrom? You want to talk about DeGrom? Yeah, okay, because you know,
I just want to hurt your feelings because you know, it's like an old wound.
Like it's not scab. Though. It's not. No, it's not.
You
no,
open that app back up, again.
No. It's not true. That's not true. That's not true. You know why? That's not true.
He's doing good, man.
No, he's doing well. He's doing well. But let me explain something to you. That's not true. Because when we let him go, I was happy with that, bro.
He was terrible.
I was happy with that. I wasn't trying to hear that the Mets paid him to do what? To sit on the bench, bro? Fuck you. I was happy with it. I was like, you know what? Whoever grabs him, good luck, bro. Because I don't need that drama on my side of town. But look, he figured it out. He's doing his thing. He's pitching well.
He against the Yankees the other day.
Yeah, yeah. And he's
back in New York.
He's steady. He's steady. You know, he's going consecutive games with no problem. And the funny thing about DeGrom that apparently he didn't even know, his last start was the first start where he didn't strike out anyone whatsoever. You know, he has a new arm angle, you know, kind of like what Sean Manaea has now, you know, since, you know, he's been using it since last year. Right? Yeah, he has. But, he's new angles. And, you know, he's trying to be productive for his team. And that's a good sign. That's a good sign. I like that for him. You know, I enjoyed his time when he was with the Mets. But when we let him go, I was okay with that, bro. So I wasn't crying. I wasn't bitter. I loved it. I was like, okay, he needs to go. And I was happy. But pitch of the week, we're going to have a little discussion about this. Because, you know, school, we just spoke about, you know, what school ball did this week. So Sonny Gray, you went 6 innings. You know what I'm saying? And you know, 3 hits, no earned, 10 strikeouts. But Schoolboy went complete game. You know what I'm saying? 13 strikeouts, no walks. But, you know, you can put both of them up. Right? And then this little guy, I have a problem with. This little guy. Because he could have been playing for the center field for the Mets right now. Pete Crow Armstrong, the hit of the week.
And he was in the Mets farm system.
I just said that, bro. I'm bitter about that. I'm really upset about that because that guy could have been playing center field for the Mets right now. But whatever.
Yep.
And we wouldn't need a Cedric Mullins. But you know what? It's okay, bro.
Or a Tyrone Taylor.
Exactly. We wouldn't need that either. But It's trivia time, sucker. And you might get one of these right. Because I think you're kind of smart sometimes. Let's see. Let's see. So we got, who are the two players in Astros history with 200 or more hits in a season?
So the guy that come to mind would be Craig Biggio would be one.
Holy shit.
I was thinking of.
I didn't think you were going to get that. Now, who's the other guy?
The other guy.
You know what year he did that
Larry,
in?
Larry Walker? Yeah. No.
Nah,
right?
Nah. I don't know who that is, bro. That's must be it. That's your neighbor? That's your neighbor or something?
Yeah. My next door neighbor. No, I was just trying to think of
Astro, yeah. Yeah.
So
a lifelong. It has to be a lifelong. It could be current, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So in 98, Craig Biggio pulled that off, 200 hits or more, right? And then the other guy, this guy is pretty sick.
Another guy? He was also Astro?
Of course. Obviously, to pull this off, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be really, really good. And think about it. Not only really, really good, you have to understand that you have to be kind of like fast, or maybe a leadoff type hitter, because, you know, those guys get more at-bats during a game, you know?
Altuve?
There you go, see? Look at that.
The key word was fast, because I don't know any fast players that played around.
So, yeah, apparently he did it 3 years in a row, from 2014 to 17, and he got 2 home runs in his 40th career four-hit game. That's crazy, right?
Wow.
44 hit games, and he had 2 home runs in his last game. That's the most amongst active players right now. So that's a savage, bro. But we're coming to the end of the show. Lasha, what inning are you in right now?
Going on top of the 5th, 4-2 Baltimore.
Well, good luck to you, sucker. As you know,
we're half the lead going in, so we'll see how that goes up.
Listen. You need these little wins here, you know? Momentum. You had a 3-game winning streak. You can turn that shit into 5-4. You know, you have to start all over again.
We lost yesterday.
I know. You have to. Yeah, same with us. We lost today, so we had a 4-game.
Chicago, you win today, then you have a bye week or bye day, and then you have you can take, if you can take 2 out of 3 from Chicago, that's 3 straight series wins.
And if you win this game, it'll be perfect.
Yeah, that just builds up. They just gave up a double. That, you know, so I always say series is more important, because the more series win, that's 2 games per 3 games you're winning. And that gets you closer to 500 and all that stuff. So, but Baltimore's going about to pull this pitcher, man. Povich, he's struggling. He's already at like 70 pitches.
Well, so good luck to that.
I don't know what they're going to do.
All right, guys. You have a good night, and we'll see you
all
on
We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.